Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Taxi drivers in Boston are now getting fingerprinted as part of a new background check requirement, and they'll have to comply every year in order to renew their taxi licenses. This requirement comes as state lawmakers consider whether to include fingerprinting in background checks for drivers at ride-hailing companies such as Uber and Lyft. To talk more about this, we're joined by Scott Solombrino. He's part of a coalition called Ride Safe Massachusetts, which is pushing for more regulations for ride-hailing companies. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. Well, let's talk about fingerprinting taxi drivers. Do you think that this is a good step, or do you think that it's not really necessary?
I think it's a step that was going on for many years, and then when the equipment requirements changed, the city had to go out and purchase new equipment to be updated, and now it's being reenacted. So in New York City, the largest city in the United States, every taxi driver, every chauffeured car driver, every owner, and every TNC app company person has to be fingerprinted and have an FBI background check in order to get a license. So it's not something that's new. It's certainly something that should be the standard across the country, and it's a level of safety and protection that should be a requirement to operate driving people in the public space.
Now, do you also think that this step should be expanded to include ride-hailing companies like Uber and Lyft? And now Boston Police Commissioner Evans has said that he does want to do that. Your thoughts, Scott?
Boston Police Commissioner Evans has been way ahead of the curve on this, and he's been right on this issue for quite some time. We believe that everyone, including the chauffeured car industry, who currently in Massachusetts is not fingerprinted, we are asking for this regulation because we believe it will give us a better safety net to make sure that people are not able to slip through the cracks. And for the information that we use when we do private background checks, it's never nearly as accurate as going to the FBI national database. So we think that anybody who's driving people for hire should be required to do this. Look, in Massachusetts, you can't coach Little League or soccer without having a background check. You can't work in your church to teach Sunday school. You can't be a teacher in Massachusetts or a school bus driver.
Right. I understand that. But also, the NAACP, the American Civil Liberties Union, folks, they have said that this could prevent people who have arrest records but not convictions from getting much needed jobs because their fingerprints may come up, but you won't know whether or not they've actually been convicted. Now, I wonder, how do you make sure that there will be an actual close look at someone's record beyond just the fingerprints?
Well, how do you do it for a teacher? Does that mean that teachers who have already had background checks should be fired?
We're talking about if you get arrested, say for disturbing the peace or something, and then it finds out that it was a mistake. That fingerprint could prevent you from getting a job, and unless someone looks more deeply into why you were fingerprinted in the first place and what happened.
Then can somebody please explain to me how the largest city in the United States, New York City, has been doing this for years? Does that mean that the citizens of Boston are second-class citizens and we don't deserve the same safety as New York City has? So we're not hearing that in New York City this is some major problem that's preventing people from being employed. We think it's a red herring, and we think that the ride app companies, with all of their lobbyists and all of their lawyers and all of their PR companies, have taken advantage of the system and have convinced people that this is a bigger issue than it really is. The public deserves to not be worried when they get in a publicly hired vehicle where somebody's charging money. And that is what the standard should be. And if for some reason a small percentage of people have a problem, there should be a remediation to that problem, similar to what happens if you get stuck on the no-fly list. Nobody complained about that. It took years for people to even realize there might have even been an issue. But eventually it got solved. You go through a process and you get off the list. I think that the public deserves safety. Just look at the hundreds of incidents that are happening across the United States.
Of course. But, you know, no one would suggest that the public should not be safe. I think that's what everyone wants. But it's always striking the balance, right? And so there may be legitimate concerns about folks being denied jobs unfairly. But there also, I think, is a question as to whether fingerprints will actually keep people safer. Some of the things that you talked about now about all these instances of drivers, Uber drivers, former Uber drivers being charged with crimes, I don't think there's any evidence to suggest that fingerprinting them beforehand would have prevented those crimes from happening.
I think that there is. And there are entire websites dedicated that will show you that there is plenty of evidence where people who had felony convictions in their backgrounds had gotten through the system. I mean, in the chauffeured car spaces, which is where I come from, and I also represent the National Limousine Association, which is the trade group for all the chauffeured car companies in America, we are telling legislators around the country the system that we're allowed to access is not accurate enough. We want the government to do the background checks like they're done in New York, including fingerprinting, so that we can better protect ourselves as owners of companies, our fellow employees that work with us, and most importantly, our customers who don't deserve to have anything less. You should not have to worry that if you're going to send your child to school in a TNC vehicle or a taxi cab or a limousine, that you have to worry, is the person driving my child potentially a former convicted felon? There has to be a standard. And if they can do it in New York City, then we should be able to do it here. And I think that Police Commissioner Evans has worked through the details of a system that will protect everybody's rights while at the same time protect the general public's rights, because the public has a right to know. If one or two
Scott,
people...
Scott, we're out of time, but I really appreciate your comments. I appreciate you taking the time to be on the show today. Scott Celebrino is
Thank
part of the
Deborah.
Coalition called Ride Safe Massachusetts.